Oh my gosh. Astros fans, look at that silver boot. It is so big. Becky, I can't wait to see it in whatever. I don't care about silver boot. I just want to get some more wins, and that's what the Astros are looking to do against the Texas Rangers. And we're going to talk about that and more on today's Locked On Astros podcast. And my name's Eric Heisman, and this is Eric Heisman, and
That's
we
right.
are the Locked On Astros podcast, and we'll be talking about that and more on today's Locked On Astros podcast.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman, and this is Eric Heisman. I mean, Brett Chansey, and we can you can find us on Locked On Astros podcast. And we are your only daily Astros podcast out there, and we're excited to do this. And it's kind of weird out because we are actually on location, and we're excited to do this. And it's kind of thrown me off that we're actually here on location. So, Brett, say something.
Yeah, we're on location. We're somewhere hiding in Minute Maid Park in the back room of Minute Maid Park with all the memorabilia behind us. But I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, kicking the other team's butt, always Stros.
And today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join us this week. We normally do an episode normally on Fridays or Saturdays. And y'all say y'all can't get enough of the Astros, Locked On Astros podcast. So here we are on Saturdays and Fridays. And we had a really good one this past week. And we had a lot of participation. So guys, join us in Locker Room. It's changing the way we talk sports. And so don't forget that we are on the we are on YouTube. I can't even talk right now, but we are on YouTube, and we were at 420 earlier, and us both being teachers, and we always every year on 420 we get all the students that say, "Oh, Mr.
You know
Heisman,
it's 420."
You know
we're
it's
like
420.
You know we're like, "What does that mean?" And they're
what
like,
does that mean?
And they're like, "You know what it means." I'm like, "I don't know what 420 means, but tell me, young kid that shouldn't be doing things recreationally that is not basketball or a sport." And you know, they throw it at us. But so we're at 422 now, Eric. We are growing exponentially, and I believe we may have some first-time viewers tonight watching. So we appreciate you guys hanging out. And if it looks like I am in the shadow of Eric Heisman, that's right, I am riding his coattails to fame. There's nothing wrong with that. I am perfectly fine with where I'm at, because
and he likes wearing the bikinis and posting them on social media.
No.
Thank you, Johnny. You made my day. Thank you, Johnny. And guys, by the way, you can get Locked On Astros on Podcast App and Lay, as well as Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Spotify. There's a new website, Spotify.
I'm so excited by Johnny saying that. Guys, yeah, we're excited about this series. And actually, my brother called me earlier. He's like, "Hey, Eric, you want to go to game tomorrow?" I'm like, "Sure. Yeah, I haven't heard from you in, 2 months? But sure. Yeah. Let's go to game tomorrow." So, yeah, this is a big series. And the Rangers are a big team. I know the Astros haven't had a big a lot of success against a lot of teams sub 500. But I think they're looking to change that.
Yeah,
that kind of that.
Well, here's the thing: we are playing here, so that's a difference. We, for whatever reason, we have a problem playing at Tough Shed Stadium, Minute Maid Park 2.0, and so yeah, this is interesting news. Hold on, time out. I did not wear a bikini on Twitter. I commented on someone asking about teacher bikini pictures, whether it's appropriate or not. So y'all can suck it right now. Anyways, no, dude, trust me. If I get in a bikini, then all you guys lose your women because they're coming to me. Anyways, so here's the deal. The Astros have issues playing in Arlington for whatever reason. I think they'll be fine coming home. They beat the Twins. I think they started a new trend in beating sub 500 teams. We know Oakland has somewhat of a little bit easy road going into their tough schedule, as the Yankees are reeling right now, and I forget who they're playing right now. But we've got the silver boot on the line, the most exciting trophy in all of baseball. Not. It's an arbitrary thing. Of course, the players are like, "We want to win the silver boot." Okay, whatever. we really don't care about the Rangers. We don't care about South Oklahoma or the Arlington Strangers or whatever you want to call them. They come to town. We can hope. We hope that we go against Gibson and Lyles and have success. Gibson has kind of had his way with us lately, but I think the Astros come out swinging, and I do believe that the Astros easily win the series against the Rangers before they take on the Chicago White Sox.
As a fan this year, yes, I've had very good success. As a member of the media,
yes,
not
press pass.
So much.
He's no longer allowed to get a press pass.
Hey, no, I didn't say that.
Well, I'm saying that. No, so you're 0-2 with the press pass, but you're perfect when attending. I'm like 4-1 when I attend, and so we're actually going to the game, I believe, Saturday. Thursday's game. We'll be there Thursday night. So if y'all are there, check us out. We may do another fifth inning thing where we hang out at St. Arnold's and go have a couple brews with the bros and the sisters.
Hey, you know what? I want to talk some stats. So
okay.
Let's talk stats. The Astros are leading the leagues in batting average.
Wait.
They have a 2.74 batting average.
Batting average? Dude, we need to talk about BABIP, baby. Batting average. Who talks about batting average? What subhuman baseball commentator talks about batting average? I never do that, because let me tell you, batting average with balls in play, the Astros lead with 316. And let's go to WOBA. Let's go to weighted batting average, and let's look where they are with their WOBA. Go ahead and do the rankings. Click WOBA right there. You see it right there. You click that. And the Astros are, where are we? We are number one in WOBA and WRC plus. Where are the Astros?
341 with the WOBA, by the way.
Yeah, WOBA 341, WRC plus 122. That's right. So all you,
and the average major league team is at about 100. So that shows where the Astros are.
So here's the thing. These statistics mean something. Batting average means absolutely nothing. And as a baseball fan, you should know that. And if you are just focused on batting average, then you know what? You're a big, stupid idiot. You should not think about that, because that's old school. That's 1960, right, Eric? I'm joking. So here's the deal. I talk about batting average a lot on this show, because typically it's the first thing we see when we do post-game shows. We're looking at these stats right away, and a lot of those extra metrics are not updated in real time.
Yeah, we look at the box score.
So we look at the box score.
We see the batting
average.
So
when you see me talking about 268, when you see me talking about 310 batting average, that's why we do that. But there are other statistics, and there's something important that we've got to realize about Miles Straw is he's extending at bats. He's taken a lot of pitches away from the starters, and his value is actually not necessarily in what his average is, but what he's doing at the plate has been his plate discipline, the amount of balls and strikes that he's seen, and that is taking steam out of the starting pitcher. And so, like Johnny says here, he says our 7 through 9 hitters in our lineup are really good, and an 8th hitter is getting better every day. That's right. I mean, you guys know what you're talking about. We know what we're talking about. At the end of the day, it's about wins and losses, Eric. You can have the best WOBA, the best WRC+, but you know what? In the wins and losses column, we're still second in our division. That's more important than all these metrics. Like, we're literally first in every offensive category, but you know what's not first? Our bullpen. They stink. And so that has to change. So the big question has become, what is James Click going to do at the trade deadline? And he said it's not a hard cap. Like, we talked about that on the show before. So,
yeah, it's kind of like having the right people in your locker room to kind of to work on it. And we had a great locker room discussion the other day. Johnny was there and a few other people are there. So let's talk a little bit about locker room.
Yeah, so locker room is the perfect place to start and join the conversation about the league. You'll find fans just like you on locker room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and, of course, people that talk about batting average. You will have a chance to chat with me and Eric as well when we are featured. Eric Heisman, you can find him at Eric Heisman on there, and then you can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse. Look for our Locked On team. We'll be on Fridays or Saturdays at the end of each week to talk about the game, where you and some of our faithful followers here, Johnny, Steve, there's several others that come on and they take part in the conversation, and their input is invaluable. It makes our show better. We do this because we want to be in the action with you guys, the fans. So go download the app right now, the Locker Room app, and link your Twitter and join the MLB, NFL, NHL group in your latest league updates, okay? So what I want you to do is get Locker Room, because why? It is changing the way that we talk about sports.
All right, so speaking of Locker Room, let's go and talk about Wellfront. You can't have enough relievers. I know a lot of people are talking about trading for a reliever at the trade deadline. Let's talk a little about Wellfront.
That's right. Stonks, memes, rocket ships, day trading can be a lot of fun. Spider Tack and the Dodgers cheating.
Are you saying stonks or stonks?
Stonks, S-T-O-N-K-S. And Spider Tack, S-P-I-D-E-R-T-A-C-K, the Dodgers are cheating. If you want to grow your long-term wealth and make it to the moon or even Mars, you should open up a Wellfront investment account today. Decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks and root for the Dodgers underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor if you root for the Dodgers. Team up with Wellfront instead. Wellfront.com is here to create a portfolio for you, a globally diversified portfolio the stock market has for you to offer. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on the preferences that you control. That's right. Wellfront can help even lower the taxes that you pay as you invest for the average client. Their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Listen to this. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets. That's right. And you can get your first $5,000 managed for free for life. So go and invest. All you have to do is invest $500 and then get the rest in there later. To get your first $500 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's WEALTHFRONT. Why? Because we love you.com/lockedonMLB to start growing your savings today.
All right. So we're talking, I know I didn't put this in the actual recorded audio version of the podcast, but we did. We're talking about a trade that the Astros made with the Marlins the other day. And it was Quintero Quintana of the and he was traded to the Marlins. He was a catcher, and I think part of this was to kind of talk about this. Corey Lee was promoted to the Double A Hooks, and so this was a big deal because this was a big promotion. This was one more step closer to being a big leaguer. Now, does this mean he's going to be with the Astros this year? No. This means that he's going to be one more step closer to being with the Astros next year, possibly. This year, I doubt it. I think Garrett Stubbs has shown that he's shown potential this year, maybe next year. And I think that in maybe in the 2023 season, we could see a tandem of Garrett Stubbs and Corey Lee.
Yeah, Corey Lee, I think, is their catcher of the future. I think Garrett Stubbs, for what he offers, is a good option. I wouldn't say very good, but they do have a lot of praise for him. There's obviously a reason why he is up, because they've got a couple other guys in AAA, and Garrett Stubbs is their guy. So the Astros going into this series, you know, the Rangers had their way with us when we went to Arlington, but like I said, I think we play the Rangers a lot differently at home, and we've won a lot more games recently against them at home than we did away.
Hey, by the way, guys, if you don't have a ticket to tomorrow's game and you're not vaccinated, guess what? You can get vaccinated and get a free ticket to tomorrow's game. Tomorrow is the vaccination at the plate, and you can get a vaccination and free tickets. So go tomorrow to Minute Maid Park.
Whatever. Vaccinate at the plate. Yeah. That's right. I think I'm going to bring my vaccination card with me.
Ain't gonna work
to the fan appreciation booth or whatever they call it, or fan services, and say, hey, can I get tickets since I got vaccinated and there was no promotion? With Grinke being so regimented, will he be affected by the 6-man rotation?
That's why I've been saying
should help keep him fresh
3 weeks now.
Yeah, but here's the deal: it doesn't matter if it's going to hurt him or not. He's going to have to deal with it. I mean, life is all about changes, right? Life is like we tell kids as teachers, you know, life isn't
like
always
a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Thank you, Forrest. Yes. Yes, you got your sea legs back, I see. No, I don't have any legs, Forrest. Anyways, I digress. So here's the deal. I think Greinke is going to be fine. 20 games in 20 days in a row, Greinke will probably not mind that day off. It can't be that big of a difference, to be quite honest. It can't.
For a veteran like Greinke, I think it's a big deal. I think for 20 games, I don't think it'll be a big deal. But That's if you go long-term, yeah, it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big, 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 big deal for him. But if it's, what, 20 divided by 6, that's 18, so that's 3 starts. If you're talking about 3 starts, that's not a big deal. But if you're talking about a long-term thing, yes, that's
Well, didn't
a big
they
deal.
Say it was just going to be over these 20 games, yeah. though?
Okay. So, but if this is something that they decide is
they'll
like,
move someone to the bullpen.
Yeah, they're going to move somebody to bullpen. But if this is something that goes long-term, Greinke's to be like, yeah, I don't want to do this. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, move Lance McCullers to the bullpen. Have you talked to Lance McCullers about this? Because he's been very opposed to this from the very beginning. And I know Jeremy Booth has been, he came on the Talking Strohs podcast from the very beginning and said he is a perfect candidate from the bullpen. He can throw hard. He can throw that curveball. And he can be a dominant closer. But Lance McCullers, he does not think like that. And he is not going to go to the bullpen.
So Texas Strong says if they're using Lance and Odo in the same game, what is the actual effect? Well, the actual effect is you have someone throwing very hard, very, very high-arching curves to a guy that doesn't throw as hard, maybe can hopefully keep the ball down, not if he gets it high in the zone, out of the strike zone, induce a lot of swings and misses. You've got a curveball, a pitcher with movement versus a guy who throws more straight down the middle. Maybe it keeps them on their toes. We'll see how it works. Odorizzi is the last person I would thought they would have done this with Lance McCullers together. But
it was his turn in the rotation.
No,
so
it is.
It
I
makes
get it.
Perfect sense for him to do it.
Well, right.
He's going to stay in rotation.
But so, in an ideal situation, what I'm saying is I wouldn't have paired those two together unless it was a situation like this.
Okay.
I wouldn't have put McCullers and Odorizzi in the same game.
Well, they're opposites. Like McCullers throws super hard, and
well,
Odorizzi
true.
Does not throw super hard. And
I just,
they're different.
I know Odorizzi had that one good start. I'm afraid of Lance McCullers.
I know he doesn't
owning it,
do it
then,
for you, Brett. But I know McCullers
saying,
does it for you, Brett. But Odorizzi does not. But you're going to have to let him do it for you for this.
Wow, dude. What is going on here?
All right.
Wow.
So, so 16 of these 20 games are against teams that are way under 500. The 3 or 4 games against the White Sox, that scares the crap out of me.
They've got a lot of injuries, though, dude.
So?
They got a lot of injuries.
Okay. Do you want to look at these stats again? Okay. Look at the White Sox. Let's look at the WOBA.
WOBA.
WOBA. No, not the WOBA, the WRC.
Yeah, because they're fourth.
Okay, what was the one where they were really high at?
Well, they're
oh, it was
top
a batting
five.
Average.
It's batting average. Oh, you want to go to batting average
no,
now, do
what
you?
What was it? There was something where they're higher than.
It's okay. Here's
it
the thing.
It was the Babbitt. There no. it is. It was the Babbitt. There it is.
Batting average with balls in play. Yes, they're at .316. Okay, good job. That's great, but like I said, they are dealing with injuries, and that's not good for them, but that's good for us, the opponent.
And so, listen to this. I still love this, and I know a lot of people, and you'll probably address this in a second because you have an insider with the Dodgers side of things, but a lot of people are saying, well, the Astros are still cheating because we have this whole insider article that came out with
It was an LA Times article. Andy Martino.
Martino. I can never remember his name, but the Astros are still 30th in terms of strikeouts, and they have 18.4% in terms of strikeouts. The Royals are second with 22.1%. the Blue Jays, surprisingly, with their young players, they're 22.3% in strikeouts. But the Astros are still down there with strikeouts. So a lot of people are saying, well, if the Astros are still winning right now, that means they're still cheating, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're still cheating in 2019. So, what's the difference between 2019 and 2021?
So this group that brought all these Dodgers fans to the stadium and started all the crap with a lot of people, this, what are they called? Patron or something for, Pantone. Dude, it's okay. Pantone 294. They basically are starting this rumor that's saying that, well, the Astros were sub 500. How could they suddenly be rocketed to the top of the, you know, charts? How are they so good and everybody else not so good? And basically, here's what I liken it to. Los Angeles Dodgers fans have an inferiority complex about their 60-game World Championship. One, two. They have a pitcher or pitchers that are suspected of using spider tack and are on video using spider tack. And the second that the league came out with all these like rules against it, suddenly spin rates down, home runs are up, the Rangers are kicking Bauer's butt, and the Dodgers fans are trying to deflect because they know their team is cheating. And so, you know, cry me a river, Dodgers fans, you are elitist. You really think that you're owed something, and that's the difference between you and us, is we believe we earn it. And whether we cheated or not in 2017, that team could have beat the Dodgers with two hands tied behind their back easily. So, no, the Astros aren't cheating, jerks. They are simply kicking the league's ass right now and hitting the ball and hitting everything coming at them. And the problem is you can't allow someone else to have success without accusing them of cheating. You're the kid that played Sega Genesis with me in college, and every time I was kicking your butt in Tecmo Bowl, you hit reset because you couldn't take a beating like a man. And that's the problem with Dodgers fans. So y'all need to get off your high horse, go celebrate your 60-win season with your stupid Joe Kelly mural in the middle of South Central LA, and just eat a big one, dude. I'm sorry. I'm so tired of Dodgers fans deflecting. Let someone else have success, you big LA elite jerks. And you know what? Come to Houston. Come back to Houston. We'll kick your butt out of town. Make it to the World Series. We'll take the World Series in five games. All right. Let's do it. I'm so sick of this crap.
Let's talk about betonline.ag.
Oh man, BetOnline has got me, you know, I'm fired up. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You want to bet whether the Dodgers are pansies about winning a title? They are. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action on BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info on all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, or even UFC. Before the next pitch of the Astros game, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up, bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for the runs for the playoffs. Head to the website right now and use a mobile device and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your sportsbook experts. Promo code locked on.
You know what? Sometimes I when I try to start my car, I'm like, vroom, 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 and it like doesn't start right. And like, what the heck's going on here? I don't know where to go. Where should I go, Brett?
You should go to rockauto.com, especially if your car's going vroom, vroom, vroom. That doesn't sound like a human car. It sounds like a cartoon car, but I digress. If you have a, what were those cars called? Yugos? Anyways, they were made in Mexico, they're from Yugoslavia, whatever. So whether you have a Yugo or a minivan, or you're driving around in a Ford Raptor, because you know Johnny rolls, he's got to roll around in a Raptor somehow. But whatever you got, you go to Rock Auto. They've been around for 20 years. They're family owned. You will spend 30, 50, sometimes 100% less on your vehicles. Whether you need carpet for your car, windshield wipers, or tail lamps, they have everything you'll ever need for your car or truck. Best of all, the price at rockauto.com are reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers like us average guys. That's right. Don't spend twice for your parts. Go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked on in the How Did You Hear About Us box, they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
All right. Are we done talking smack about the Dodgers? Are we done?
Dude, hey, you brought it up, and you knew it was going to fire me up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you.
I thought it was just going to go right over your head. I'm just like,
it is. All right. I never let LA go easy. I never let them off the hook.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so today's game is going to be against the Rangers. The Rangers are coming in with an impressive 25-41 record. The Astros are coming in with a 37-28 record. And so I guess we got Gibson versus McCullers. So let's look at Kyle Gibson. He is 4-0 with a 2.13 ERA on season. And 41 2/3 innings pitch. He's got 58 strikeouts, and he's probably their ace.
He is their ace. I mean, give him credit. He's actually done a really good job this year, and he was their opening day starter. Even the Locked On Rangers guy, Bryce, was like, you know, if Gibson's your ace or your opening day starter, you know it's not going to be a good year. But he's done very well in his position because they don't have much of a team behind him outside of Garcia and maybe Gallo every once in a while offensively.
McCullers, on the other hand, in 9 games, is 3-1 with a 2.96 ERA in 51 2/3 innings pitch. He has 59 strikeouts and a 1.16 whip. So how many pitches will he get? I think somebody asked that earlier. I don't know. I know in his last start, what did he get, like 4 innings?
4 innings, but didn't he have that like 30 inning? Was that the game where he had like 30 pitch inning? Like,
well, that was in AAA, right?
No. Oh, you're talking about his AAA. I thought you meant his last start in the pros. In AAA, he pitched like 4 or 5 innings. He actually looked pretty good. His velocity was up. He was hitting 95, 96. He was hovering around 92 consistently. And so that's not a bad thing. So he's scheduled to go 4 innings, but if he pitches well and he has a limited pitch count, maybe he goes higher, you know? What is up with you putting all the comments with your name on them, dude? I see how it is. Eric is in control of the graphics right now, and he's putting himself up front. It's not enough that I'm sitting in his shadow. He's got to really just drive it home. I mean, I am on fire, bro. Come on, man. Like, you real recognize real, man. Dude, I can walk it, too. I can talk it, and I can walk it, so... I would talk like this to a Dodgers fan to their face. I'll be real honest with you.
All right. And so in game 2, it's be Jordan Lyles, former Astro Jordan Lyles. He's former Astros. Yes. And that shows how long ago it's been. He's 2-4 with a 5.37 ERA versus Zach Greinke, 6-2 with a 3.68 ERA. So, I would say that the game 1 is going to be what do they call it in a gambling world? A
push?
Push? Is that what they call it?
You mean where it's like even, like it could go either way?
Right.
It's a push, but I think our bats,
the way they've been hitting, except against Berrios.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Berrios got 4 strikeouts on pitches that weren't even over the plate, so we won't go there. But yeah, the Astros look pedestrian in that game, but they're going to look pedestrian in every once in a while.
I'll be at the game tomorrow. I think we'll be at the game on Thursday.
Yeah, so he'll be there Tuesday.
I'll be there on Friday and Saturday, hopefully. I want to get those freaking bobbleheads. I haven't got any bobbleheads this year.
Yeah, I want to go Saturday as well.
Looking at all these bobbleheads, I'm like, I haven't added any bobbleheads, and it's killing me.
Okay, you talk about me going off, dude. Holy crap.
Hi.
So, hey, listen, if y'all haven't seen, July 23rd is Star Wars night. It's a Yordan Alvarez Boba Fett bobblehead, and my wife got my son and I tickets for Father's Day to go. We're sitting in field box seats. It's an add-on package, so you're guaranteed to get it. Super stoked about that. So, hey, Eric, let's talk about this. Kyle freaking Tucker. This guy.
Oh, All-Stars.
Yes. Kyle Tucker's not even in the top 10 for All-Star outfielders. That is not cool, okay? But who is? I can tell you right now, Martin Maldonado is 3rd for catchers. Jose Altuve is 2nd. Alex Bregman is 3rd. Yuli Gurriel is 3rd. I actually like how Johnny Munoz says Yuli Gurriel. He says it cooler than I do with a little bit of an accent.
Yuli.
Yeah, don't try it. we'll have to get it recorded, Johnny, and we'll have to play it on the shore.
Yuli
Gurriel. Anyways, I tried. And then we don't have any outfielders in the top 10. Brantley's not even there. Tucker's not even there. Y'all have got to vote. You can vote 5 times a day. If you have more than one account, if you got a work account and a personal account, you can vote 10 times a day plus one other time on Google. Okay, stop. So the Astros have got some work. Astros fans have got some work to do. We know the All-Star voting is not a legit vote. It's a popularity contest. We saw that right after the Royals won their world title. And remember, there was all those Royals on the All-Star team the next year, and Jose Altuve wasn't even first. Who was their second baseman at the time, and he wasn't even better than Altuve, was leading.
It was
what was his name? It was someone like Andrelton Simmons, someone like that.
No, it wasn't. It was, I can't think of
it. Anyways, name. Herrera or something. I don't know. I can't remember the guy's name.
Omar.
Okay, so here's my point. Go vote. It's a popularity contest. Don't vote for the best guy. Don't vote for Mike Trout. He's
don't
injured.
Vote for the
just vote for the
don't
Astros.
Vote for the Rangers guy that, vote for that voted that vote said for, today it's a popularity contest.
It is a popularity contest. So vote like you're in freaking high school, and you're not going to vote the ugly dude for most handsome in your school or the ugly girl for the homecoming queen. You're going to vote for the best person. No Astros will start in the All-Star game. Well, actually, Larry, the GM, if we can push Altuve to number one, he will. That's all up to the fans. That's up to the Houston
that
fans.
That is, yes. The problem is, and but I know Apollo is like Houston versus everybody, and that is really up to us. And everybody is against the Houston Astros right now. Everybody right. thinks that the Astros cheated. So, guys, if you want these guys to be starting an All-Star game, you've got to go out there and vote. I know that the players actually get a say in who gets to play otherwise, but we need to get them into the game. And like Yuli Gurriel, he deserves to play. Tucker, I know he's not the household name, but he deserves to play. There's a whole bunch like Altuve. I know he gets booed everywhere he goes, but freak it. I mean, like New York Yankees fans. Like say F Altuve every game. That means something.
They say
that means something.
Yeah, they say it at Knicks games. Okay, they say it when they're playing the White Sox. So why not stick it to the man and go against the system that's rigged against the Astros and vote for all Astros? Vote for Miles Straw. Vote right. for Kyle Tucker. Vote for Michael Brantley. Vote for all the Astros, and it'll be like, well, they don't really deserve it. It's the All-Star game, dude. It's a freaking consolation prize. It doesn't mean anything. All right, I digress. Vote Astros all day, every day.
Yeah, guys, that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Yes, I'll be going to a game tomorrow with my brother. Hopefully, the Astros begin in victory, and I can up my street cred with my victory total. And today on the Locked On Today podcast, can the Clippers follow in the Bucks' footsteps? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And we'll be talking. Yes, we can have a meet and greet tomorrow. I'll put it on face on Twitter tomorrow, and we'll do a fifth inning thing. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. And go Astros, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.